Hey everybody, it's Papa Bear here for No Country for Bears. I hope everybody's having a great Saturday. My Saturday has sucked as bigger than doggy dicks. Yes, sirree, Bob. Earlier this morning, a couple of the kids decided, these three troublemakers out of five decided every day now for about the last. Hell, I fucking lost count. Sorry, you're going to get some cursing words because I need to vent. And really ain't nobody out here in the world of Papa Bear that really wants to listen to me. And you'll find out at the end of the story what the hell happens that's bad. It's real bad. So the one girl, I was sitting there laying here. I'm in a shit mood to begin with. Any of you out there who suffer from depression and, you know, all that stuff, bipolarism, all that good stuff. You know there are days you are sad. That ain't even the word to describe it. And you don't even know why. You should be at least half-assed. It's a beautiful day out here in the land of Papa Bear out here in Rapid City, South Dakota. The sun is shining. About 80 degrees out. Nice little breeze. Last night we had some nice thunderstorms blew through and it was scary. Poor old Angel the dog was like, "What the hell, Papa? Let me in now. Let me into your blanket so I can't see the storm." What did my dumb ass do? I go outside and watch it. Ooh, look at the pretty lights. Anyways, and so I'm laying here and I'm just in a shit mood to begin with. So I hear my lady love's cousin, who I've adopted as my sister. She is like my sister from another mother, another father. She family. And I hear her out there yapping and yelling at her. And one of the little girl is just a dick. I'm just gonna say it straight out. She's the devil. This girl is Satan. I ain't gonna sugarcoat it. You guys know, you guys that listen to my podcast, you know I don't sugarcoat shit. Might sugarcoat shit, but shh, don't tell anybody. Anyways, and so I go out there and I heard about Auntie Mama. I was like, oh shit. I hear Auntie Mama, I go into like a grizzly bear, like, my sis, my cousin, whatever the hell she is, I'll call her my sis just for the shits and giggles. She backs off, she's like, "Oh, here comes Uncle Papa Bear, he's gonna tell you a new ad." I've never been in the military, but there is a point where I become that asshole drill sergeant. You know the one in the movies and out there in the, out there at Paris Island and all these other places. The one screaming at the cadet, the trooper, the soldier-to-be. Blah, 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 blah. And I just about, and this shit's been going on. I think this shit's been going on. This story actually extends into yesterday when a bunch of other crap went on. No, actually the day before too. It's been like 3 days of bullshit. Just bullshit out of the three. So earlier today I told the three, I said, "Guess what? Me and your auntie are taking the two good ones, the two girls that are usually they're good. The oldest and all of them out of the five, and then the middle girl is they're usually good. They're usually good." I say usually because the oldest is 10. Going into like 15. So as anybody who knows who's had to deal with a teenager knows, I'm about ready to call up Walmart and go, I'm already at that stage, call Walmart and see if they have the portable suicide booth in beige. Be like, "Hey, you carry a suicide booth? Because if this is all there is to life, I'm ready to give up." And that was at that point. It's even better, people. So finally, after everything kind of calmed down, Uncle Bear got it. Uncle Bear growled and screamed and said things he didn't really shouldn't have said. But you know what? You know, my dad did that crap to me. He used to scare the shit out of me. Emotional damage is what it's called. You see them beatings, you know, the scars heal. Your emotional scars don't heal. So when these kids turn into serial killers and they're blaming Uncle Bear for all their problems while they turn into a serial killers, I will gladly take that as a badge of honor. I will be like, "Hooray for me, because I did a good job raising some serial killers." Excuse me. So anyways, I come back in my bedroom. I've been watching YouTube. I just sing them in the moon. Watching Little Journey, you know, listen to Little Journey and all these little sad love songs and stuff, you know. I know what you did. I know what you did last summer. His girlfriend cheated on him, and he now found out he was getting ready to propose. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. I think all of us have fell for that shit. Yeah, guys and girls, it's like, I found in love. And then the guy or whatever comes over and says, I think we should take a break. Oh, hell, you say, yesterday you were sucking my dick. What the fuck happened? I don't know, I've met another. Fucking bitch. Anyways, I come in. Well, about a couple hours later, I hear more. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, okay, well, I just was ignoring it. And then, well, oldest girl come, oldest kid come down, knock on my door, on my bedroom door, said, Uncle. I'm like, what? Shut up. Uncle Barry's tired. He don't want to mess with you anymore. Wants a bottle of tequila and some hookers. You know, it's bad when Uncle Rock's looking on Facebook. Apartment in middle of gang territory. $400 a month. That's one bedroom, one bath. That's pretty good. No kids allowed. Fuck yeah. I can have one dog. Come on, dog. Yeah, my dog Dazzle, my little chihuahua there. That's my dog. Dazzle be like, okay. Dazzle's taking a nap. She said, fuck this shit. Papa, can we go downstairs? And Angel, the Yahtzee, come downstairs. And Chewie decided who was Auntie Mama's, and you know, Lady Love, Mama Bear. She's still up there with the two kids because she loves them two kids. She's like, I want Baba. These are my babies. Anyways, so I had, you know, they were supposed to do quiet time because, you know, three of them will be quiet time. So, well, my sis calls her husband, and he's a construction. He's in the roofing. And so, you know, this is his money-making time. This is the time he's making some money. He's supposed to be me making that money. So in the wintertime, we don't all starve to death and die. You know, so don't lose the house and end up in a cardboard box. You know, he's making that money, you know. So anyways, so he get called in. Well, this is cuz, sis, whatever. She starts having chest pains and like tingling and not no tingling, just really like some stuff going on in like her neck and into her heart area. So Mama Bear is like, I need you to watch the kids. Papa, is on the way. I was like, what? And these kids, they're still being assholes. The three are still being assholes. The little girl, she's like, Mama. And I was like, and I finally just blew the hell up. I just blew the hell up. And all three of them, I yelled at, and I told them. I said, in all my time as a delinquent bear, I never once sent my mom or my dad to the hospital. Not one time. Not even once. If they were alive, they'd be like, listen, he didn't. We thought about putting him in the hospital, you know, the special place where the kid, you know, I mean straight up. I talk to myself. Hey, shit, right now I'm talking to myself. Shit, earlier I was out on the front porch talking to myself. And neighbors were out there. I didn't realize they were out there looking at me like, oh, shit. We got one of them special kids living next door. He's special. Thank you. And, but anyway, so yeah. So right now, you know. So yeah, and then I was like, you know, right after I got done screaming I was upstairs, screamed at the two boys, get your ass in bed, or I will send you to the morgue. Ain't gonna send you to the hospital. Gonna send you to the morgue. And so I came downstairs, told the little one, get your ass in bed, shut the hell up, stop your crying. And she's giggling, meow, meow. And I was like, listen. I didn't say it nicely like that, as you very well know if you've been a long time listener. You know, I didn't just go, oh, yeah, you're getting bad, girl. You wake up. Yeah, anyways. And so, that's what I ripped into her. I said, you little shithead. you sent your mama to the hospital. I was pissed. I was 9 times. My own heart was like thumping out of my chest, ready to explode out of my chest. I told her, I said, your mama dies, I ain't taking care of you. I will make sure your ass and the other two go to the worst home that I can find that will take you. And I will ask, do you beat your children regularly? Yes, we do. Great. You ever thought about killing your child? Yes, we have. I have too. I don't think there's a parent in this world who can say with a straight face that, oh, I never thought about killing my children. I always thought, oh, how the hell could you not kill your children? Listen, Linda, listen to the man, to the bear. If you have any kids, I don't care how sweet, lovable they are, you's gonna want to kill them dead at some point in life. You probably won't do it because, you know, that's murder and that's your baby. I love my baby. She's so nice. Or he's so nice. Look at him. So fucking cute. Plus, if I kill him, YouTube views will stop because I'm too ugly to be the main part of the channel. Anyways, sorry, guys. Anyways. So, yeah. So I come out of her bedroom and I was going upstairs. The two girls, I have them like watching the book while I'm doing this shit. And I'm like, I said, well, I'm coming in. We got this nice little, could be a nice little rec room area. It's got the projector thing. One of those $3,000 projectors is in the ceiling. Well, it can't be used. It can be used, but a little boy decided he going to wreck the satellite box that we had in there. And it's real big, like movie screen project, you know, movie projector screen thing. I watched the first time we moved in this house. I watched the Super Bowl when they had the halftime show with all the rap stars, you know, Eminem and all that. And it was awesome as hell to watch. I was like, holy shit, I'm here. I'm at the fucking Super Bowl. You know, it's not like watching it. It wasn't even as cool. Like I said, some people got these big, huge TVs. No, dude, you ain't experienced life until you sat there. Like front row, like even a big old movie theater. So that's all blown out of the water. And so I get in that little area, and I basically felt like I was getting ready to pass out. So I like laid down on the floor, trying to catch my breath. Excuse me. And we got Angel D'Ossi. Like I said, she, of course, I've known her. I've been Papa to her since 2017, and you know, Mama Bear, she been Mama since 2016 when the little Angel was only like 4 weeks old. Yeah, we got her away. She got taken away from her mama way, her, you know, the litter way too long, one of those puppy mills. But Mama Bear she didn't personally go to the puppy mill and get her. No, it was one of her cousins or something. And anyways, and so I just I'm laying there, and we got a German. There's two German shepherds in the house. They're both litter mate. They're both crazy as hell. And usually, if I get down on the floor like that, like not lay on the floor, but just kind of get down on the floor on my knees, Delgado, I just call him by his name. Like, we'll get like, oh, it's playtime. No, he was worried as shit. He's like nuzzling me, trying to nuzzle me with his nose. Like, are you gonna be okay, Uncle? You gonna be okay? Because you can't die, because you my friend. You can't die. I don't make friends that easy. And finally, I could stand up, and I was breathing good. So that kind of scared me. So I was like, oh, shit. Because I'm going to tell you straight up, I've experienced that before, and it's called too much stress. Well, anyways, that was after all the good stuff started, when Auntie Mama had to take Mama to the hospital because she was having like chest pains. Like I said, I think I explained this already, but I'm in such a mood right now, I forget. I don't do these shows with a script. That would just be like me going, hello, my name is Papa Bear. I like cheese. Let's get a word from our sponsor. You like dildos? Yeah, I like dildos too. You should probably go to dildos.com. Use the code Bear for you. That's BEAR 4, number 4, and you. Don't really use that code because I ain't got no sponsor. Nobody gonna sponsor this crap show. Nobody gonna go, oh, look at the man. He's talking again to his phone. Let's go listen. Oh, shit. We gonna have sponsors. Anyway, so she got taken to the hospital, and they're still there at the hospital. Tomorrow, like I said, we're taking the two girls. We're gonna still take the two girls. I don't know what we're doing. Me and Auntie Mama are gonna take the two girls to someplace good, someplace fun. So we're in the Black Hills. There's all kinds of fun stuff for nature. I love nature. It's fun. Nature is beautiful. Go up there in the depth there in the Black Hills. Go to Custer State Park. Go see the wild bison. Go up there's lakes and streams. That one year, me and Auntie Mama went camping. We went camping. Didn't take the kids. It was just me and her and the $3 we got. We went camping. It was nice. Auntie Mama don't like fish. She hates fish. So I tried to get her to eat this fish. It was really good. I was really impressed with myself because I ain't really cooked fish over the open flames in a long time. And I made a this trout. I caught two big old 2-pounders apiece rainbow trout out of this lake we were camping by. And I put them in the tin foil. I had some aluminum foil and I put that. I had this horseradish. It was like chip dip kind of stuff. It was really good. So I smothered that in there, in the meat and stuff. And I put all kinds of this that seasoning that I can't remember the name of it. Captain Dickhole's fish seasoning. And I put a little bit of water in the so it would steam that fish. Put it on. It basically had these like little fire pits with like the grill. Ours had the grill, the turnable grill thing, so you could put it on there. I'll put those two on there. Put the two in there in their little aluminum foil thing, and I cooked them for about 30-40 minutes. It was good. It was really good. Of course, Auntie Mama tried about half a piece of fish and almost threw up. But see, she was as a child was they forced. I'm going to tell you guys, don't try to force feed your kids. If they don't want it, try to tell them to try it. They don't like it, they don't have to eat it. Don't force it down there. My mom grew up in Minnesota, and I don't know about you, but I've seen some of the fish you guys pull out of them Minnesota waters. Yeah, that's like I live down in southern Indiana, right across the river from Louisville, Kentucky. Right across the river. And I actually lived in Louisville, Kentucky in another lifetime as well. So when you see the fish, you see what gets put in that water in the Ohio, you don't want to eat no fish to come out of that river. Catfish are like most of these bottom feeders. They taste like whatever the hell is on the bottom of the river. So I'll eat farm raised because usually they'll put like sweet corn and feed them sweet corn and whatever else. Them ones in the Ohio River, they change. This is how bad it is. Because people throw their, they flush their prescriptions down the toilet. The fish in that river change sex. I know there's some people out there listening to the show going, is it that easy? You just gotta drink the water in the Ohio River and you can be whatever you want to be? Oh, that's nice. I'm gonna go over there and drink the water. Yeah, and you'll probably die. I don't just say you're probably gonna die. Anyway, because Pittsburgh's right up upstream there, kind of upstream on the Ohio, so they drop a lot of industrial waste. You know, back in the day, I used to drop all that steel crap in there too. You know, cyanide, all that fun stuff. So it's like, I ain't gonna drink the water. I ain't eating the fish either. Because I've seen some of the fish that come out of that river. And they're ugly shit fish. I mean, they're ugly shit. I wouldn't even want to touch them. We used to go, go fishing in Montana. And even in the creeks, you get those sucker fish. I didn't even want to touch them to get the hook out of their mouth. I'd be like, ooh, I want to touch it, Dad. I want to touch it. I stick your foot on its head and pull it. So then you end up with a little bit of suckerfish lips on your hook. I had no problem putting the worm bait in the hook with the worm, but them fishes were like, and you're like, oh, they're looking at their eyes, they're all bugged out. You got big old lips and shit. They got those sucker lips, and you're like, ew. And then you get the guys from Vietnam going, ooh, we'd like to have some of those. Can we take them? Sure, you go right ahead. There's about 20 of them over there. And I just use the one from Vietnam because after the Vietnam War, a lot of them that had helped the United States came to the States. You know, we kind of helped them, kind of got some of them out of the country. And so we had a lot of people that were, you know, from that area living there, and they loved them things. I was like, oh yeah, you go ahead. They were like, can we have those? I was like, hell yeah, take them all. Get them out of my face. Gross, they're yucky looking. Hey, of course, you don't put them back in the water. you know, just go catch them, go, oh, okay, throw them back. Sort of like Florida's got those invasive fish, you know, got those invasive fish. If you catch an invasive fish in Florida, I think you're supposed to eat it like raw, like sushi, right on the spot. You're supposed to go, hey, this shit's real good. Nom, nom, nom. I'm just joking. I don't know. Florida's a strange state anyways. But anyways, the hell was I talking about? I don't remember. I'm just joking. But anyways, so, yeah, I just got to figure something out. I don't know what to do because these kids, and there's basically it's usually the three. There's the three. And one little girl, we've had her tested. By the way, before if you say anything, oh, if you need to get her tested, she's probably got like ADD or SOIPC, or she's just a goddamn bitch. I know what you're saying. You're a horrible person. You should be shot. Anyway, yeah, we had her tested. It took her about 9 hours east of here to some place, and doctor's like, ain't nothing wrong with her. Ain't nothing wrong. All five are adopted. They're all part of the same family. The two girls are sisters, and then there's the oldest is, and the two little boys are brothers and sisters, and the two pairs are cousins. Probably our biggest mistake is we adopted five. They adopted first five kids that were adopted. I tried to tell them all. I tried to tell everybody adopt this whole adoption thing was stupid. She'd have adopted five chihuahuas. At least then, five chihuahuas would be fucking hilarious. Chihuahuas are a great dog breed. I know some of you are like, oh, them are just ankle biters. They ain't no use. Shit, yeah, you know what? I put my shorts on YouTube. I get 1,000 views. I put me on YouTube. I get 3 views. Tell me what's the difference. You're ugly. Thank you, Inganite. So anyways, that's my rant for today. I just had to get all that out. I feel a lot better now. I was laying here. I went outside for a little bit, watered the grass, scared the neighbors. That was funny. They just moved in. They didn't move in about a week ago, I think, a week or two ago. And they're starting to unpack stuff, and they come out with this Denver Bronco trash can thing. I was like, ew, damn, you a Bronco fan? You get out of the goddamn neighborhood. See, I'm a Seattle Seahawks fan. Have been since 1970-something. I don't remember when. That's pretty young. I was probably about 5, 6. I was probably about 5 or 6. I remember as we were like, ooh, Seahawks. We cheered for the Seahawks even when all those years when they were shit. And then they go in the Super Bowl. And then we were like, yay. And kind of went downhill again. So, you know, it all works out. I also cheered for the Detroit Lions just because, you know, that nobody else cheers for them. So like the Cleveland Browns. Nobody cheers for the Cleveland Browns. Seriously, nobody. There's people out there, I've been a Cleveland Brown fan for years. I bet you like to hit yourself in the head with a hammer, too. You bet your sweet ass I do. Anyways, enough of the NFL talk. Nobody likes listening to that. Ain't going to talk about politics. No, 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 no. We avoid the politics like we avoid hookers with the DVD. What's that? We don't want none of that STD unless it's an oil for your car. That's STP, Papa Bear. Oh, sorry. Anyways, that's my story. I'm sticking to it. You have been listening to No Country for Bears. I am Papa Bear. Hope you are having a wonderful day, and I hope it continues to be wonderful. Please, please join us next time as we talk about random shit. I don't know what we'll talk about next. I don't even know when the next time I post one of these things. But anyways, love and kisses. Your friend, Papa Bear.